This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Salman. I'm from Turkey. In Turkey, I was working as an engineer in a gas company. If you are an engineer, first thing, you have to speak English very well. If you don't know English well, you can't get a good job.
Salman, here's a question for you. In Turkey, do people go camping?
Yeah.
Do you like camping?
Yeah, I like camping.
Well, Elena and Jackie are about to go on a camping trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear a clip of the two of them talking. Listen carefully and tell me, what are they taking and why?
Have we got everything we need for our trip? Yes, Jackie. We've got some water to make tea. I'm bringing some pots and pans for cooking. And I'm taking some extra blankets so that we don't get cold.
So, what are they taking and why?
She takes some water to make tea. She gets a blanket to not to feel cold. Also, she takes some potatoes and spoon, I think.
I think I heard pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
But let's go over to our grammar expert, Catherine, to find out if you're right.
Hi, Salman. That's pretty good. Jackie and Eleanor are taking some water to make tea, some pots and pans for cooking, and some extra blankets so they don't get cold. In English, when we want to talk about purpose, or the reason why we do things, we can use to, we can use for, and we can use so that. Firstly, we can use for with an ing verb. Here's Eleanor.
I'm bringing some pots and pans for cooking.
She uses for with an ing verb to say why she's bringing the pots and pans. Listen again.
I'm bringing some pots and pans for cooking.
Secondly, we can use an infinitive with to.
We've got some water to make tea.
In this sentence, she uses an infinitive, to make, to say why they are taking the water. Listen again.
We've got some water to make tea.
A third way to talk about reason or purpose is with so that. Here's Eleanor.
I'm taking some extra blankets so that we don't get cold.
Did you get it? So that is followed by a subject, we, and verb, don't get, to tell us why she's taking the extra blankets. Okay, let's recap. To talk about reason or purpose, we can use for with an ing verb for objects. Or for actions, we can either use to with an infinitive or so that with a subject and verb. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
So I want you to imagine that you are Eleanor Salman and you've packed your car to go camping. So here's a picture of your car boot, and people listening at home can see this picture on the Grammar Challenge webpage on bbclearningenglish.com. I want you to tell me why you're taking this stuff.
To have fun, I think.
Okay, and give me some examples.
We take some beer to drink.
Tell me again.
Or drinking or to drink.
Well, you can say either.
Either, really?
Yeah. You could say, give me that sentence.
Okay, here. We get some beer to drink.
Okay, and give me another example.
We take some candles for lighting.
Very good. Excellent. We would probably say we're taking some candles.
We are taking some candles for lighting.
That's a good idea.
Also, we are taking some magazines for reading.
Can you use...
We saw that.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about that. Also, we are taking a bag so that we can carry what we want.
Well, thank you very much for explaining to me, Salman, why you're taking those things. And you did very, very well in this week's grammar challenge, which was to pretend that your name was Eleanor and that you were going camping. So well done.
Grammar challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Here's a last little question for you. Why did you decide to come to London?
I come to London so that I can go to my home quickly.
Because
it's not too far, England. It takes 3 hours and a half by plane.
Well done, Salman. I think you completely understood this week's grammar challenge.
bbclearningenglish.com.